fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. Worship and warfare, holy places and in His hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Dan here at the America's Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Barry Shamish, and he's going to keep us abreast or bring us abreast of what's going on in the Near East and in the Israel. Good morning, Barry. What is going on today?
Yeah, we're just going to talk one subject, and that's the Norwegian blast. And, it's been, a lot of it has to have been staged.
Well,
a lot of it makes no sense whatsoever.
That it took the police an hour and a half to get there. I mean, the island is a little ways offshore. They can't find a helicopter. They can't find a boat. There's no security. An hour and a half for the police to get there?
Yeah, there's never a cop when you need one. But let's first of all, just keep in mind that I've been getting reports and phone calls from Jews. I mean, Jews hate Norway, and I mean really hate the place. It's Israel's number one enemy in the West, and you think Oslo is bad, what they're planning for the UN and recognizing Palestine, and that they're in charge of this. So from the point of view, I'm not saying Israel was behind it. I'm just saying a lot of Jews weren't as sympathetic and were a little sharper about what's going on. Look, let's just look at the overall picture. And you decide if there's something wrong here. I don't want to write about it because, I wasn't there and I did such a good job in Rabin. But nonetheless, I'll decide that later. But let's start with the suspect, the sole suspect, that's Anders Breivik, bought 6 tons of fertilizer recently. Now, listen, that would raise suspicion no matter what. If you buy 6 tons, 250-pound bags, leading up to the explosion. Now, U.S. intelligence officials were interviewed by AP, and they said that 6 tons didn't fit into that little car of his. If you're lucky, it's a vehicle. If you're lucky to get 1 ton into a vehicle, and I don't think the car would move with 1 ton in it. But the point is, that was a very big explosion, and buildings 300 yards away lost their windows. And look, it's not the McVeigh thing where he shows up with a truck full of explosives. This is one car. Now, let's just ask the big question. Where's the rest of the fertilizer? All right? Is it in the ground growing crops or something? Where is the rest of the fertilizer? And that has not been, for some reason, that has not been discussed. But this explosion buckled the concrete and the sidewalks. It was a massive explosion. Now, you've got, I've got one explosive expert anyways, but others are saying the same thing. If the streets buckled, it means that the explosion came from underneath, that there was explosives underneath the street to make it buckle. And, well, I'm not saying there were, other people are saying this, that that bomb couldn't have caused that damage. Okay, straightforward. One little car couldn't have caused the damage that resulted from this thing. Now, you're right about the police and not getting to the island and the boat was leaking and all this baloney. But there, you have to look at that business about the underground. Now, if you didn't know this, and I went looking and I found this, that sewer construction work underground has been going on in the precise area where the bomb went off for 3 days prior to the explosion. In case you didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that.
Well, I'm not making it up. Now, there's something else that happened in the days leading up to the explosion. 2 days before the attack, the police ran a live bombing exercise in Oslo. 2 days before the attack. Now, taken separately, you can say, well, sure, the police would run a bombing exercise as part of being a policeman. And sure, they're going to work on the sewers at the same time. But it's a 1-2 punch here. If the first one didn't get to, there's a knockout punch. These aren't even peculiar circumstances. These indicate to me that somebody in the police knew an attack was coming, and some of the missing explosives were placed underground. That's my conclusion, just from these two things. Are you in agreement?
Okay, well, certainly we can say that we know it took many years before the truth came out about Oklahoma City and the Oklahoma City bombing in Tim McVeigh. And to find out that he had told his sister he was working for a covert government group. He told his cellmate. His cellmate wrote a book about it called A Secret Worth Dying For by David Hammer. You can get it on Amazon. He told his cellmate he was working for a secret government group. He told Terry McVeigh that, who told his lawyer. And, of course, we all three of those have exactly the same story from Timothy McVeigh. We know that Jolly West, the famous CIA psychiatrist, was down there visiting Timmy McVeigh on the very, very time. We know that the a commentator who kept running this statement by a woman who witnessed the execution of Timothy McVeigh, the woman said, "Gee, I didn't know you kept breathing after you were after you were dead. I heard it." And of course, very shortly after, the SWAT team went and killed the talk show host. So, you know, there's much more to the Oklahoma City bombing, and it's almost as if this is a replay of exactly the same issue.
Well, there are replays. I mean, these are...
Hold that thought. We'll be right here in just a moment here at the American Freedom Center. Our guest, Barry Shamish, the story, the Oslo bomb.
U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins is saluting our local men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and letters from home. Remember, our troops' efforts abroad and our support at home will help keep America strong. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins, a member of the Better Business Bureau. They're here to help you get fast cash for your real estate notes. Visit them at uscashflows.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, I stand back here. I guess this morning, Barry Shamish, and Barry is coming up with some fascinating information on the Oslo bombing. And certainly I've had an uneasy feeling something was wrong, but of course I haven't had a chance to look into it, and Barry has. And Barry, you pick up the story.
Well, all right, we can jump to the island right now, where again Breivik, well, he certainly shot a lot of people, but what's of interest, the islanders, the people stuck on this island, told the UV, it's called, it's a VG is what it's called, it's a Norwegian newspaper, and not one of them, a bunch of them, said that that the shooting at Utøya Island was by two people. They said one was wearing a police uniform and the other wasn't. Look, this, if it was one person or two, but they're claiming all kinds of people who were on the island that there were not just one person with a police uniform, that he had help. Now, I just want to know another thing. Who gave him the police uniform? You know, it's not a kind of thing you can just, I don't think they sell them at costume shops. He was dressed and he fooled everyone. Everyone thought he was a genuine policeman. So where'd he get the uniform from? I'm referring subtly back to the police right now. Look, when Breivik went to the island, I don't know if you understand how strict Norwegian gun laws are. All right? You don't just get an automatic weapon. Where do you get an automatic weapon in Norway? Unless it's given to you. Nobody sells them. Now, what we're going to talk about, this Facebook page where supposedly you love to hunt and belong to a gun club. In a gun club, you use shotguns. You use hunting rifles. Nobody is shooting deer with an M16. Somehow, he had an automatic weapon in hand. And again, you try and do that in Norway. You try and get yourself an automatic weapon. They're not available.
How would he have gotten onto the island with it,
He had a boat, I guess.
Okay.
Is there another way? I mean,
I don't know.
No, he had a boat, I suppose, at the ready. Look, timing-wise, the island is half an hour from Oslo. In theory, he could have parked, I don't know, it required two cars, you know. The car he drove got blown up. Again, for him to get to the island, he would have to have another car handy. You could say he parked it overnight, or you could say he had help. One of the two. I would guess help. Okay, and it is just a guess, but yeah, he was driven to the lake, and a boat was ready, and off he went. It was very well coordinated, and timing-wise, it works if you have a car nearby. The island's a half hour away, the boat is ready, the timing works, but it really, really requires help. One person doing that is very, very difficult to believe. That's from my point of view. I mean, it's conceivable. There are answers. Again, you park. It's so complicated. Just the issue of the second car. And that, I haven't heard anyone answer. How did he get to the lake? If he blew up his car, who had another car waiting for him, or where did he have a second car? You know, you have to ask, maybe he owned two cars. There are questions that are so obvious that aren't being answered right now.
And how would he know how to create, a fertilizer bomb, assuming it was, and I'm not even convinced.
Well, that's what they're claiming, ammonium hydrate.
Far too much damage just for a single fertilizer bomb.
Well, that's where the underground comes in.
Sure.
Again, you look at the photos, and the street buckled from underneath, and it appears it was a lot more than the car bomb. It more than appears. In my opinion, there were explosives planted underground, and the car bomb was not nearly powerful enough to do the damage that was done to Oslo that day.
Well, that's very, very reminiscent of Oklahoma City, isn't it?
They're all reminiscent. Look, you have to understand the setup of this guy, Breivik. Now, what do we learn from him? Well, he's a right-wing Christian fundamentalist. That's what the first thing we hear is that's who he is. And he had a Facebook page. And this gets very weird. No friends on it, by the way. He had a Facebook page put up 3 days before the massacre. He decides he wants a Facebook page. All right, now, about the Facebook page, apparently he had one in Norwegian that was not the same as the one in English. And again, why would he want an English Facebook page? He didn't have any friends on his Facebook pages, so why open one 3 days before with the description Christian and conservative on the English page? Now, again, you have to, well, did he do this Facebook page, or did somebody do it for him? You start reading what his likes and dislikes were. This is classic Fair Play for Cuba setup stuff. He loves video games. The man's 32 years old. He's playing video games, World of Warcraft and Modern Warfare 2. Those who he would have given up 10 years before, at least. He loves hunting. That's very important. You got to get guns in there. You got to get warfare in there. And his favorite books were Machiavelli's The Prince and George Orwell's 1984. It's just too deliberately violent and political. This Facebook page was written for him. I don't even, quite frankly, besides it being deliberate misinformation, they're creating the character they want to create.
I think you're absolutely right. Fascinating, fascinating insight. Go ahead.
Should I write this? I mean, really, there's so many people who've already got this already.
Go right ahead. I think it's fascinating. No, I haven't heard this before.
And then maybe I will. I concentrate on Israel because I know it. But again, it's, look, Norway is a place that has turned upside down. I'll give you an example. Last year, there were 2,700 rapes in Norway. All were done by Muslims, all of them. Every last one of them. Norwegians don't rape. Muslims rape there. There are 2,000 Jews who were warned not to wear their yarmulke, their headpieces, or not to display any Jewishness when they leave the house. They're living in quiet terror, the Jews of Norway. It's an awful, awful place. And this explosion, once again, might cause crocodile tears in Israel, and nothing more. What you've got is a guy who is now, the world thinks, is a Christian fundamentalist. If he's a fundamentalist, how come no fundamentalist knew him? He didn't go to any fundamentalist church, and fundamentalists love going to church. Look, what the police said is this guy came out of nowhere. That's a quote. He hasn't been in our radar, which he would have been if he was active in political groups in Norway. The guy claims he's conservative, but he was an actual member of the opposition Progressive Party, which is middle of the road. Nothing about the story that's coming out doesn't make good sense. Not at all. Now, again, I'm going to stress the business about the fundamentalist church. It's hard to be a lone fundamentalist. You know what I mean?
Sure.
All right.
The last thing that anybody who is really a Christian would want to do would be to carry out an act of violence. Christianity is a religion that preaches nonviolence. And, you know,
well, historically, I could argue with that, but neither here nor there. The fact is, he wasn't known to any other fundamentalist.
Right.
And that, to me, is very suspicious.
Well, it sounds to me like they're trying to discredit Christian fundamentalists. I mean, basically, no Christian fundamentalist would go around shooting a lot of innocent, defenseless people. It just doesn't make any sense.
All right, you're taking that point of view. I just say outright that the story about him was long in preparation.
I think you're absolutely right. In other words, they've created this personality, and they put up the face page in English, you know, for a Norwegian guy. That doesn't make any sense.
3 days before the attack.
Yeah.
And then,
and not only that, you know, it's sort of like when you see these demonstrations taking place in Egypt and all these signs there written in English for an Egyptian demonstration. I mean, why are they writing signs in English for an Egyptian demonstration or wherever it would be? It's all for the impact on the American public. But go right ahead.
Well, in this case, not many people read Norwegian,
right.
So it's probably an international public. Just to look, the idea, again, was fair play in Cuba. Oswald wanted fair play for Cuba. This guy wanted Muslims killed in the name of Christian fundamentalism. That's the story. That's the spin.
Right.
The problem, again, it's too good to be true. You know, It's like 9/11. When they couldn't find evidence, they planted it. It's like the bullet on Connolly's hospital trolley. Perfectly, it went through seven, according to the magic bullet theory, it went through seven parts of different bodies, and it was perfect. It was a brand new bullet. When you don't have the evidence, you place it afterwards.
You're talking about the magic bullet in the Kennedy assassination with President Kennedy.
Yes, of course.
Finally, and ends up there in pristine condition. And there's all sorts of bullet fragments in Governor Connolly, but that doesn't matter. The bullet is totally intact, found on the gurney in the Parkland Hospital.
You're trying to create a crime your way.
Right.
And if you have to supply help to make the story perfect, you supply help either before or after the incident. You repair missing pieces of your story. This is what's going on right now with this Breivik. He is too good to be true. Now, you have to understand the background to all this, and I was starting to explain it, that Norway is a pest. It's a first-class pest. It's a little country that has, for some reason, taken on the responsibility of freeing the Palestinians. They brought Israel the horrific, horrific nightmare of Oslo, the Oslo Accords. They have a long record. Now, I don't have the proof, but I'm going to say this. If any country had to make a point, alrighty, we'll get to
hold
that.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here.
Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance in Fort Collins remind listeners, blood is one of the few substances which cannot be manufactured or stored for long periods. Giving blood is safe and painless. It only takes a short time. Be a silent hero. Give the gift of life. Donate blood. Your help could save a life in our community. This reminder is courtesy of Cindy Girk and American Family Insurance Agency in Fort Collins, reminding listeners, as Americans, it's our responsibility to help safeguard our country and its people. The staff and families at Texas Roadhouse take this special time out to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our political and economic freedom around the world. Remember them during these trying times in our thoughts and prayers. That's from the Texas Roadhouse, where they invite you in for the best food in Cheyenne. Fall off the bone ribs, hearty hand-cut steaks, legendary margaritas, and much more. Make their place your place at Texas Roadhouse, 1931 Bluegrass Circle, or call 307-638-1234.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Well, I just stand back here, I guess, this morning, Barry Shamish. Before we go on, Barry, would you like to tell our listeners, first of all, how they can get your books and your DVDs and how they can get your PayPal button?
Sure. My books are at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You can download them right into your computer, like for $5, or have them sent home for more. When you get there, you'll see a search engine right in my name, Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish. My website is barrychamish.com. There is a PayPal button, and if you do contribute, you'll get a nice package of DVDs from me out of gratitude. And if you ask for them, of course. And if you want the DVDs, well, not on Lulu. You have to phone 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. All right, let's get back here to Oslo. Now,
go ahead.
Remember, from the Israeli point of view, I mean, people really hate Norway there. And as cruel as it is when you've got, like, 85 children killed, the fact is how many Norwegians shed tears for the 2,000 Israelis killed since Oslo. It's not like we're the best of pals. Now, you have to understand two very, very big points I'm going to bring up now. Point number one, the bombing was on a Norwegian public holiday. There was no one in the government buildings. No one. No one was working that day. Now, why would a serious terrorist want to blow up empty buildings? The seven people who died were cleaning women or tourists, but they weren't government workers. That says to me that the government didn't want to see the whole system and all their friends collapse in this bombing. Let them do it on a holiday. Now, also on this holiday was this nightmare of a youth camp. The Labour Party had a youth camp, and this was just nothing but a anti-Israel brainwashing camp. They gathered their youth together, and all they did was bash Israel. Now, the foreign minister of Norway, his name is Jonas Gahr Støre. He went to Utøya Island 2 days before to greet the children. Well, the first thing they demand of him is that he recognize Palestine. That's the first thing they demand of the foreign minister. And he answered them that the Palestinians deserve a country of their own and that the occupation must end. And then he had himself photographed under a big sign that said, Boycott Israel. This wasn't a summer camp where you all sit down around campfires and sing songs. It wasn't a fun summer camp. It was a vicious anti-Semitic summer camp headed by this Labour government, and speaking to them was the foreign minister, who says that they will recognize Palestine. They wanted him to recognize Palestine that day, and I don't think he has that power, but he made it very clear that, if the campers want to boycott Israel, we're just going to have to boycott Israel. Now, there's a real problem with that, in that the Norwegian government, it's waiting for an opportunity to boycott Israel. Now, just so you know, that this foreign minister, this Jonas Gahr Støre, he's the head of an international aid committee for Palestine. It's not like this guy has any semblance of fairness. None whatsoever. He's the head of an international aid committee for Palestine, and he's the foreign minister of Norway. Even worse, the finance minister, someone you've never heard of, Kristin Halvorsen, proposed in the Norwegian parliament that all Israeli products be boycotted. luckily, somehow it didn't pass. That was taking it probably a step too far, but they want to do this. Now, you've got a situation here where if you want a motive for murder, the only country with a motive is Israel. And they have a tremendous motive. Now, I'm not saying they did it. I'm just saying they had a very good motive to do it. Now, you've got issues that you would hope would be, well, somebody is a journalist somewhere in Norway who can explain how one person killed 92 people and blew up downtown Oslo single-handed. You try and figure, as I said, just getting to the lake would have required another car. Without going into the grand details of the explosion, digging underground, if there was sewer work that put explosives underground, that would have meant other people.
Well, how did he make a living? Do we know anything at all about this young man?
They said he's a farmer.
A farmer?
Yeah, that's what they say. He's a farmer. That's why he ordered the fertilizer, and that's why it got to him. I don't know if he's ever grown anything. Again, that should be investigated as well. You can't be a lone farmer. You're going to need workers. All of this stuff has got to be investigated. Look, you've got a situation where he went on an island and he executed children. That's not a normal terrorist crime. That's a really vicious one. One by one, he executed them. Again, you have to ask, that was to make a point. There was no other reason to take teenagers and shoot them through the heads at point-blank range except if you're going to make a point. Now, what his point is you kill Norwegians for bringing in Muslims into the country, that's not a very good point. Okay, look. All I can say, I'm reading the other people and what they've written, and they're so way off base. Look, here's one statement that I certainly agree with, but it's still not the motive for the crime. The quote is, "The Norway attacks are nothing more than a false flag operation designed to galvanize support for the war on terror." Well, that's going to happen all right in Norway. You're going to see people all ready to accept tough restrictions on their lives from here on in.
Well,
that wasn't
we'll
the motive.
Back in just a moment here. That's the American Freedom Network.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Choice City Electric in Fort Collins salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from Choice City Electric in Fort Collins. 132 Commerce Drive, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumph and their sacrifice. With the summer months upon us, let's keep an eye out for senior citizens. Check on them regularly, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position, and wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Elder House Adult Daycare Program in Fort Collins. They're committed to serving our elder Americans, but most importantly, they remind you that love is ageless and growing older should be graceful. To find out how you can donate your time, call 970-221-0406. 970-221-0406. Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Barry Samish. We're talking about Oslo. And, of course, the fact that something is seriously wrong with the story. Go right ahead.
Well, again, if you watch TV and you saw the kids interviewed at this camp, about a third were Arabs. This was... What can you say? It was taken over by Arabs. Nobody wants to say what this brainwashing camp really was, but it was an attack Israel brainwashing camp. And he showed up and he knocked off these... They may be young, but they are really vicious and dangerous enemies of Israel. Now, again, I have no proof Israel was behind it, but this guy... was certainly your classic, brainwashed, however you turn someone into a killer, whatever means, and these means have been known for over a generation. They've been known at least since the 50s. You can turn someone into a Manchurian candidate. You can mess with their heads. You can make him make a film. This is what he did. And again, this is classic. They dress him up as a Christian Templar, and he makes a YouTube video of himself fighting Islam. It's classic. Again, you want to create an image. You just did it. They even threw in, like, a Unabomber 1,500-page diary of they threw in everything they could think of throwing in. Everything. Facebook, tweets, YouTubes, diaries. They want their man to be... They want no one to suspect that this person is now a phenomenon. It's a phenomenon. There's going to be copycats, you name it. But the fact is, he was dealt with. All right, I'm just going to say it out. He was under, I'm guessing now, I don't know who was behind it. Somebody got a Norwegian to do something sicker than most human beings are capable of doing, and what can you say? Opening a Facebook page before he does the shooting, blowing up the street when there's no one there. All of this is just too good to be believed. What you've got here, in my opinion now this is my opinion, I think these kids on the islands were the target, and the government was given a little message that if you don't cut out this really vicious anti-Semitic stuff, look what's going to happen to your kids. That's what I think happened. But I'm not going to write that because I have no proof of that. That's just gut instinct. All the rest, though, was accurate. Up to that statement, everything was accurate.
You mentioned the Unabomber. It took a long time to learn about Ted Kaczynski and the fact that when he was at Harvard University, he entered a program financed by the CIA where they messed with his mind and destroyed all of his sense of values and programmed him. Ted Kaczynski, when he was at Harvard, was in a CIA-sponsored mind control program. A whole book written about that, but the average American has never been told about that aspect of the Unabomber. Go right ahead.
Well, unfortunately in this, you've got a lot of guesswork that's really not conceivable. The fact that it was a staged event, I have no doubt about. but I looked at other comments. Alex Jones, Norway's not in the EU and has its own currency. That's not why the attack took place. That's way, way off base. Others are claiming Afghanistan because Norway's got a few troops in Afghanistan. The Arabs would lose so much if the tide of goodwill in Norway was lost. No Arab is going to attack Norway. Norway is the perfect stooge for Arab diplomacy. You've got all kinds of these things out there, but I don't think people have, well, just looked at the background to this attack and just seen that it can't be. Not in this real world can that attack have taken place by one crazed lone gunman. It's not possible.
Well, you point out many, many strange things, and I think that we're just going to have to wait and see. The problem is, about the time we ever figure out what really happened, why there'd be a dozen other bombings and, with new cover stories, but they're playing games with our minds as well.
Well, they did something a little unusual as well. Norway has an open court system where at your hearing, you have, normally nobody in the audience, but there are chairs. You've got other people there for hearings, and that's about it. But at a publicized hearing, you've got the media, and you've got the general public. All of this was closed. This morning, the accused mass murderer walked into a closed court, and I don't think Norway's ever done a thing. I don't think people want to hear him talk. Just straight out, he could shoot off his mouth. That's my interpretation. Their interpretation is we're not going to give him a platform for his views. I think if you've got someone who's killed almost 100 people, I think the world wants to know what his views are. But he, again, that's just the latest. Well, what can I say? I read the articles, and I read the Jewish point of view in the articles as much as the Christians. As usual, conservatives and Christians are really ticked off because they're getting blamed. That's what they really matter. Somebody is setting us up, we're getting blamed. But the Jews, all the hatred of what Norway has done to Israel has come out in very unsympathetic articles about why this event happened.
Okay, Barry, we're out of time. God bless. Thanks very much, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
You got it. Bye, all.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and certainly this is so reminiscent of what happened in Oklahoma City. Basically, the book we describe, written by the fellow who shared the cell next to Timothy McVeigh, A Secret Worth Dying For by David Hammer. It's available on Amazon. If you want to know about what Timothy McVeigh told his sister, that's in a book called OK Bomb. I don't think we carry it anymore. It was written by Jim Keith. And basically what Timothy McVeigh told his sister was he was working for a secret special forces unit involved in illegal activity. That's the story he told to David Hammer. That's the story he told to Timothy McVeigh, who told it to his lawyer, who I've talked to on a number of occasions. But the book OK Bomb, you can probably get it on Amazon. It's not perhaps just by coincidence that Jim Keith died under what I think are mysterious circumstances shortly thereafter, but that could have just happened by accident. Only his publisher died shortly thereafter, and then his wife died shortly after that. A series of strange coincidences for Timothy McVeigh. And, of course, as Timothy McVeigh told his cellmate, I'll never get out of here unless I'm taken and executed. And the woman, and I've heard the recording, who said, who attended the execution, gee, I didn't know that you kept breathing after you were dead. I didn't know you kept breathing after you were dead. And Bill Cooper played that over and over again on his shortwave program, until the SWAT team came and killed Bill Cooper. Do these things happen in America? Absolutely. And certainly you can go into all of these incidents. The downing of TWA, 880 people saw the missiles that took down that TWA plane, and not one of them was ever allowed to testify in Washington, D.C. And, of course, what the government agent said is, well, nobody saw any missiles come up. No, it just didn't happen. 180 people saw it. We have four tape sets on this. And, of course, as far as the coming down of the Twin Towers, there is no question there was a controlled demolition. Just watch Building 7 come down. You can see it on my website under other videos on the web. And you'll see the center of the roof cave in first, and then the base of the building goes to controlled demolition. We have a four-tape set. Why did the buildings come down? Where we talked to the man who was there the day afterwards, whose job it was to clean up controlled demolition. He said 99% chance Building 7 came down because of controlled demolition. Certainly the woman who was in the Pentagon, who came out through the hole through which the plane supposedly entered, said she didn't see any wreckage there in the Pentagon, and yet she was threatened. She lives in constant fear. She's been told she's to keep quiet. If there's nothing to conceal, why is it concealed? We have on our four tape sets on 9/11 interviews with Jimmy Walters, who spent $8 million of his own money on advertisements in New York suggesting that it was a controlled demolition of the Twin Towers. His life was threatened. Last thing we heard, Jimmy Walters was living in terror, hiding in England. If there's nothing to conceal, then who threatened Jimmy Walters? Who threatened the woman who was in the Pentagon? Ladies and gentlemen, the murderers of the people who died on 9/11 are still alive. You need to get the information from Radio Liberty. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. You know, I taped that on 9/11, our videos on 9/11. The murderers are still there. Until tomorrow, same time. May the Lord be with you.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniel.